Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at issues that affect you and your community.
Welcome to another episode of Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. I'm Shefalika, your host, and today I have the very special honor of speaking with UNF President Dr. Moez Lamayum. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Shefalika, and thank you so much for having me today.
It's a real pleasure to have you here live in the CMG studios. I'm so excited to get this opportunity. And what I want to do today is just get to know you better and see what types of innovative and cool new ideas you're bringing to the UNF community at University of North Florida. See how your first month or so has gone as the new president.
Thank you, Shefalika.
All right. So let's start off with your very unique and interesting name. I know with a name like Shefalika and a name like Moez, we get plenty of questions about where we come from or what our name means. So tell me a little bit about that, your heritage.
Sure. It's really interesting because sometimes all I say is hi and people say, where are you from? So, but in all seriousness, I'm originally from North Africa, Tunisia.
Cool.
Came to the U.S. a long time ago for graduate school at the University of Minnesota. Then from there, went to Quebec, Canada, worked a few years, then went to Hong Kong a few years, and then Switzerland.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and then back to the U.S. via Arkansas. And for the last 10 years, I've been at the University of South Florida in Tampa, and now I'm just thrilled and honored and privileged to be leading the University of North Florida with an incredible team of faculty and staff, trying to change the lives of so many amazing students and working with leaders from the Jacksonville region. That is incredible region too.
Yeah, I can imagine. I graduated from UNF, and that school has a special place in my heart. And it is such a diverse population of students. Even our teachers are from all over the world and all over the country. I really appreciate that you have this worldly background. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's really nice. I think it's at UNF, we celebrate diversity. That's what makes us very strong, because it doesn't really matter who you are, where you come from, how you pray, how you speak, how you look. We'll find somebody like you at UNF.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
You mentioned on your first day as president, when we had a little meet and greet, that you grew up and your family instilled in you the concept that education is really important. And it was a passion of yours. So I know, personally speaking, as a child of immigrant parents, that education is what made their dreams come true. They were able to change their life and, you know, launch themselves into America and into careers that really helped others. My father was a teacher as well. And so education was something he instilled in me and the value of it. So tell me a little bit about your passion for education and why you chose to, you know, work with students and work with academic institutions.
Yes, we share this thing, Shefalika. I think my passion for education and the value of education started at a really young age. My father, he's retired now, was elementary school teacher and principal. And he was assigned to, I remember when I was, I think, 4 years old, was assigned to a very small school in a very poor village in the center of Tunisia. And I was observing him. I remember we did not have electricity in our home because it was very poor. My kids could not believe that we did not have Wi-Fi and we did not have Netflix, but we really did not.
It didn't even exist.
Yeah, it did
back
not
then.
Even exist. But my father used to take the only oil lamp that we had at home and leave us with candles so that he can go and give some tutoring after hours for students to prepare them for a very important national exam where the passing rate was no more than 30%. And of course, he was doing it free just to make sure that these students can pass the exam. And when I asked him, Dad, this is really not fair. Why are you taking this, the only oil lamp we have? He said, listen, son, these students need it much more than we do. We need it. They need it because they need to change their lives, the lives of their families, and get a good education, go to high school and hopefully to college, and become a great citizen for this great community. And so what he was talking about is student success at its best.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know it. So growing with these values that emphasize the importance of educations, and that really shaped who I am and shaped my love for student success, for education, and that's what who I am.
Wow. I think that that's a really beautiful story that touches the core of the American dream, I think, for a lot of people from all over the world, and even people who grow up and were born and raised here like I was. You know, it's still, Florida itself is such a diverse state. We have so many different cultures here, and we can sometimes forget that we're all trying to just better ourselves and survive. And this is the country to do it. This country provides opportunities like that.
Absolutely. And I am the living proof of the American dream. Migrated here as a graduate student. And also I'm the proof that education can open doors you never thought even existed. So here I am from originally from very far away country, and just very honored to be leading a great university like University of North Florida.
Yeah, the University of North Florida is such a huge community. It's such a diverse community like we've spoken about. And now that you've had some time to go on your listening tour, I hope, like you mentioned at your day one of your presidency, where you wanted to go through and listen to students, listen to faculty, and hit the ground listening, as you put it. So tell me a little bit about what you've heard so far, what issues may have come up for you that you've noticed.
Yes, it's really interesting, as I promised everyone, to hit the ground listening. And I've learned so much, and now I really understand the expression drinking from the fire hose, because I'm truly experiencing it every single day. And these are my initial findings, if you will. So the first thing is I was amazed. The stories of our students and the incredible stories, and many of them are coming from different difficult economic background. We just welcomed the largest freshman class in the history of UNF with more than 3,000 students.
Wow.
Is the highest achieving also class, and 36% of them are first generation college students. So
really?
It means no one in their immediate family has a college degree. So to see them and hear their story and see that smile on their face, the hopes for the future, it is just the most refreshing and energizing thing you can ever see, because after all, our job is to improve their lives, give them a great education, prepare them for an incredible, hopefully, job at graduation shortly after with a competitive salary, so that they can be successful as professional, but also as citizen of this great community and this great country. So this was I the first thing that just affected me and really went straight to my heart. The second thing is the incredible strength of our faculty and staff. Every faculty or staff I talk to and ask, on average, they tell me they've been here 10, 15, 20, 25 years. They're so loyal. They're so committed to this university. And I can assure you it's not because we pay them a lot of money. Actually, we don't. But they are here. They stay here because they believe in the value of this institution, the value that emphasizes students, they emphasize taking care and changing the lives of our students. So that's the second finding. The third one, as I talk to community leaders, businesswomen and businessmen, elected officials, was very pleasantly surprised by the extent to which they are committed for UNF. They want UNF to succeed. They have high expectations of UNF. And that makes things really easy. And our promise, our commitment to them, Shefalika, is UNF is open for business. We're going to build upon the very strong foundations that the great predecessors built and the great current teams to make sure that we make our community a better one by keeping businesses here, by attracting more businesses and providing a great talent.
I like that. I like that there's a well-rounded approach to your listening tour. And I like that you've gotten feedback specifically from students. I think it's amazing that 36% of the freshman class, the largest freshman class, is also first-generation college students. I just want to say, if you're listening to this and you're the first-generation college student, you can do this. Hang in there. You are like pioneering a whole path for your whole family, and that's really something to be proud of.
Absolutely, and we will take good care of you here at UNF.
Well, and also when it comes to the teachers, you know, there are so many difficulties that teachers have gone through in the last few years with the pandemic. There was so much uncertainty. It made doing their job 10 times harder. And there have been just so many challenges that teachers face, not just on the collegiate level, but all throughout, you know, K through 12th grade. I wonder, what do you think we can do for UNF professors and faculty and staff to help support them better through this? Because it's been such an obstacle these last few years.
You know, like nurses, doctors who are really our heroes during this pandemic, I would put teacher from K to 12 and colleges and universities also in the same categories. Because if you look at the nurses and doctors and everyone who works in healthcare, they save lives. The teachers, they try to continue improving and changing lives during the most difficult times, during times where they couldn't even see their students because they were behind a monitor and behind a keyboard. I cannot tell you, as an educator, how difficult it is to do that. You know, the pandemic, for different reasons, we can discuss later, but it took us by surprise, and no one was ready for it. But if you look at all educators all over the world, they have to make the shift with very, very modest technologies and means and infrastructure in a matter of days so that the educations for this generation is not interrupted. So I cannot tell you how grateful personally I am for all teachers and educations, but more specifically for our very own faculty here and staff at UNF. And my commitment to them is to do everything I can to make sure that they are acknowledged, that we remove the obstacle, and we work together with our elected officials and great leaders and donors to bring more resources to UNF.
Yeah. Well, I hope that the first week back to school has been successful so far. I know UNF started. You finished out Monday through Friday last week. Everybody's back in session. It's that coming back to school post-pandemic. Tell me a little bit about how the first 5 days went for this new semester.
I tell you, the energy was electric. It was just magical to see the life back to our campus, to see, first of all, even before school starts, a few days, the moving days, to see the parents coming, bringing their children to UNF, and then to see Monday how our freshmen, and I just spent a lot of time going around and shaking hands and introducing myself, but also welcoming the freshmen and welcoming back the returning students. But I visited last year during the recruitment process. The campus was not like that. The campus was empty. So everyone is really excited. energized to see the life is back, to see the energy is back. And everyone, faculty and staff at UNF, are committed to give the best possible educational experience for our students from the enrollment, hopefully, to the employment.
Yeah. Well, I think that's great. I know you do have some experience setting up mentorship programs at previous universities where you have been dean as well. I was wondering, when you say the third thing you learned in your listening tour was that we're open for business and we want to bring in business, and you mentioned earlier a little bit about donors and keeping that excitement and invigoration going, what types of financial goals do you have for UNF, and where would some funding be needed right now?
Yes. You know, like probably most public university or all universities, I visited so many universities. I can assure you, no one complained about having too much resources. So resources are always, especially for a university that is young like UNF. Well, UNF is top six in the country in the most efficient university. So you see, we're doing so much with so little. Where what UNF spends to graduate one student is the lowest in the country, top six, as I mentioned.
Is that a good thing?
That's a great thing. That's a very good.
Really?
So yes, to be efficient and to make sure that we're efficient. But also, it's in a way limits a little bit what we can do in the future without an injection of additional resources. So we are committed to work with our elected officials to make sure we make the point. If you look also, Shefalika, at the UNF, we're number one in the state in terms of graduating students that actually stay in the state and help companies in the state of Florida. So you see there, we are the best return investment for our taxpayer money. And also, we are the most efficient and effective while doing it. So I think that hopefully will help us make and build the case for more resources on a recurring basis from our wonderful elected officials. But also, we will be more entrepreneurial, more innovative, so that we can find other sources of revenues. And we also are very grateful to many incredible philanthropists and donors who have invested in UNF and continue to invest. Our job is to, again, make sure that we give them the best giving experience, but also show them the great return on investment that this university is for their philanthropy and their generosity.
That's an interesting point that you bring up, that if a university graduates 1,000 students, for example, and 900 go out of state and get jobs elsewhere, that talent and raw potential in the workforce doesn't actually return into the community. I feel like it's a little funny that I work about half a mile away from the school that I graduated from, so I might be one of those statistics.
Yeah, thank you for helping us with our numbers here and to making sure that people see the return on investment, yeah. Shefalika.
You're very welcome.
Of course.
I love my job and my alma mater. So I'm curious, though, moving into the future, you have your first 100 days ahead of you. The new semester's coming up. We've got this good excitement. The campus is alive again, which I remember how vibrant that campus was. I think that it seems like the dawn of a new chapter for many people, not just students, but for our whole country, coming back out of this isolation and quarantines that we've been going through back and forth. We're still not completely out of the woods when it comes to COVID. However, we do have the chance to open our communities back up again. What are some plans you have for your first 100 days to keep this invigoration and excitement going? What are some goals you have for yourself, for UNF?
Yeah, I think, the goal is to continue. You know, UNF is great institutions, and we have so many parts and great divisions and great units and great people who are working day in, day out. So my goal is to really listen, continue the listening tours from diverse stakeholders internally and externally, so I can better understand the challenges and opportunities. And that's usually, that's the question I ask. So that's the goal, is to listen, meet more people, but also now start the planning stage. Start setting up for success, short-term and longer-term. So just to give you an example, one of the things that I've been hearing is that UNF is the best-kept secret out there. I was like, you know what? When I hear the sentence, I like the best word there, that mm-hmm. part, but I don't like the kept secret. Mm. Incredible things are happening at UNF. So that tells me we need to tell our story more and better. It is true that we have done a lot of great things, but I believe we can do more. The pandemic didn't help, as you justifiably mentioned. I think now as we come out and we get used to the pandemic and we can work within whatever the new norm or whatever right. is people call it. So one of the things is to develop a plan. Also, we have an existing good plan, that strategic plan for the university that we need to revisit, change the things that we need to change. So that's another part of the planning, to make sure that we have a plan that benefits from the contributions of different stakeholders, mm-hmm. but is actually bottom up, not imposed. So that's one.
Interesting.
Yeah, one of the things that we will be. We have a great starting point to start with. To give you another, we're also planning on how we improve our retention of our students.
Mm.
So retention is huge, because if Shefalika, if we did not retain you your first year, you would not have graduated and be a point of pride for us. So
I thought about it. Well, you know, it is really difficult to pay for school and be able to afford to go to school. And
absolutely.
Just like many of those incoming freshman students will learn, you have to have a job to pay for your tuition. Then you have to spend all that time and effort. So it's like having two jobs, one to put
absolutely.
Food on the table and one to get your degree.
Absolutely.
There were times that even I considered, I don't know if I can handle all this. I need a third job, a fourth job. And so, you know, it is a struggle to be a college student. It does take perseverance, and you have to believe in yourself. One thing I like about your previous history at other universities is that you were able to set up mentorship programs
yes.
from a business standpoint.
Yes.
Is that part of the strategy
absolutely.
You're talking about?
Absolutely. That's part of the also improving dramatically our retention of our students, mm. especially from freshman year to sophomore, because that's very critical. So mentorship is really important. When you have more than 30%, one out of three students of our population, they don't have someone with a college degree that they can go to for advice about mm-hmm. their courses, about their careers. You know, one of the things that really made me smile this morning, I arrive 8 a.m., I park my car, and then I heard a voice, like, Mr. President. So, yeah, he is, he introduced himself, Joseph, and he said, I'm Joseph, I work here, I am students, but I work with the facilities here as a part-time to support myself, and I'm wondering if I can meet with you. I know you're very busy, meet with you because I need some advice about my career. Oh, I think he was surprised. Like, absolutely, I would love to meet you. And let's try to find a time, and we'll be more than happy. So what Joseph was looking for was a mentorship, and that's what we need. So, and let me tell you, if I did not, even though my father was a teacher, he did not go to college. So I relied on a couple of really strong mentors that brought me to where I am here. So I know it's personal for me. And also I'm serving as a mentor for many other students. Mm-hmm. So being a mentor is very fulfilling. So making that connection between mentors and mentees is really important and is a great experience for both.
I think that that is a fantastic point to wrap up our conversation today. I'd love to have you back again for another episode of Jack's Journal. And I want to check in with you from time to time about how it's going at UNF and what, when you have your strategies and your plans starting to activate, I would love to hear about that so we can share it with the community. Thank you so much, Dr. Moez Lamayum. I don't know whether to call you doctor or president. Which do you prefer?
Either way is fine. Okay. Whatever you feel comfortable with, Shefalik.
Right.
And thank you so much for having me. And as a UNF alumna, you have that right to invite me anytime. And I promise you, I will be back every time you you want me back. And let me tell you, we're so proud of you. And you're the living proof, again, that we're doing a good job. And I'm so happy to see you and spend some time with you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. And I want to say thank you to our listeners who have been listening to this conversation. You can find Jack's Journal on WOKV.com under our on-demand tabs. You've been listening to Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. I'm your host, Shefalika, and we will be back next week for another episode. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.